KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:03, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies. It's 28 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy today, a high of 38. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. In state news, a semi collided with a school bus from the Belmont-Clemmie School District in Wright County Tuesday afternoon near Belmont. The accident occurred around 4 p.m. on County Highway C-20 just north of Belmont. The semi-driver allegedly did not see the school bus traveling along the road and ran a stop sign, striking the bus on the side near the rear of the bus. The impact spun the bus around on the road, but it never actually left the road surface. An ambulance and Wright County Sheriff's deputy quickly arrived on the scene, and the four students and driver appear to be unharmed, but they were transported to the Iowa Specialty Hospital in Belmont for further examination. The driver of the school bus was identified as Randy Doherty, a veteran driver with 39 years of experience. The driver of the semi has not yet been identified, and it's not clear if charges will be filed. The district said the parents of the four students were quickly informed of the accident and were directed to the hospital where the students were being examined. A man from Union County was arrested Tuesday morning in Creston on numerous warrants, including three counts of forgery. Creston police report 21-year-old Paul Albrechtson of Kent was also arrested for warrants charging him with failure to appear on original charges of criminal mischief in the fourth degree and possession of a controlled substance first offense. Albrechtson was additionally charged with possession of a controlled substance second offense, possession of paraphernalia, and two counts of possession of burglary tools. He was being held in the Union County Jail on $38,500 bond. And Tuesday night, Creston police arrested 40-year-old Brandy Whitney of Creston for contributing to the delinquency of a minor and driving while barred. Whitney was taken into custody at McKinley Park in Creston and later released on $3,000 bond. The Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday 32-year-old Sean Patrick Bagby of Creston was arrested Monday morning at the Union County Courthouse. Bagby was taken into custody on a Union County warrant for domestic abuse assault. His bond was set at $1,000. The Harlan Police Department yesterday released a report on arrests. Officials said on Sunday, 40-year-old Angela Gail Ehrenholz of Manila was arrested following a traffic stop at Highway 44 and Oak Road. Ehrenholz was charged with operating while intoxicated, or OWI, and speeding. On December 4th, 29-year-old Jeremy Kane Johnson of Harlan was arrested following a call for service. Johnson was taken to the Shelby County Jail and charged with domestic abuse assault. And on November 30th, 36-year-old Richard Gravy of Harlan was arrested following a traffic stop. He was charged with speeding, reckless driving, and OWI. That same day, 49-year-old David Stout of Harlan was arrested following a noise complaint. He was charged with prohibited acts, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. On November 29th, Harlan police say 46-year-old Larry Lang of Harlan was arrested for charge of trespassing. And that same day, 24-year-old Joshua Haggerty of Harlan was arrested on an active warrant. He was taken to the Shelby County Jail. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County said yesterday a Council Bluffs man turned himself into authorities Monday morning. After the warrant for violation of probation was confirmed, 36-year-old Ryan Krause was turned over to corrections. A woman who appeared at the Pott County Jail Monday afternoon turned herself in on a warrant out of Nebraska. The paperwork for 18-year-old Hannah Marie Cox of Council Bluffs showed that she was an adjudged juvenile delinquent that had a juvenile warrant for absent from a court placement or fugitive from justice. She was turned over to corrections staff for processing. And another woman turned herself into the Pott County Jail Monday afternoon. 35-year-old Elizabeth Christo of Carter Lake had an active warrant for failure to appear with regard to a violation of a no-contact order. Her bond was set at $500. 34-year-old Chase Lee Richard of Council Bluffs was also arrested at the Pottawatomie County Jail, where he was being held. He was presented with a warrant for failure to appear on a possession of controlled substance, marijuana, second offense charge, and then returned to his cell. Bond was set at $10,000. Sheriff's officials in Taylor County report 55-year-old James Meek Jr. of Blockton was arrested Tuesday following a traffic stop. Meek Jr. was charged with eluding, driving while barred, and reckless driving. Additional charges are pending. Meek was being held in the Taylor County Jail on $4,300 bond. Elsewhere in the news, a Northeast Nebraska man has been sentenced for defrauding banks in Iowa and Nebraska. U.S. District Court records say 32-year-old Joshua Huffman of Lyons, Nebraska, was given 3 months behind bars and 5 years of supervised release. He was also told at an Omaha hearing Monday to pay restitution to the Washington County Bank in Blair, Nebraska, and United Bank of Iowa in Ida Grove. He's pleaded guilty to the charges. Prosecutors say Huffman gave false and fraudulent financial statements to the banks to obtain loans for his farming operation from a period spanning December of 2014 through May of 2015. He defaulted on the loans, so the U.S. Bank of Iowa suffered a loss of about $320,000. The Washington County Bank in Nebraska suffered a loss of almost $14,000. And the Iowa State Patrol is looking to replace some of its aging aircraft. Department of Public Safety Commissioner Roxanne Ryan says they're looking for $3.5 million outside their general budget for the planes.
We currently have 7 airplanes. We're the only law enforcement agency with aircraft available to us. Of those 7 planes that we have, 2 of them have reached end of life. We can't rebuild them anymore and still run them safely.
Ryan says they'll swap out the older planes as they buy the new ones.
When we have another one that goes out, we will not replace that one, because if we can replace the 2 that have reached end of life, they are different kinds of aircraft. We'll be able to fly them more often in weather that we can't currently fly in.
And she says the airplanes are a valuable resource.
I think there a lot of times people assume that we are using the planes primarily for enforcement actions, speed enforcement. What we're finding is that more and more it's not being used for speed enforcement as much as it is surveillance of particular enforcement activities and looking for missing people.
Ryan says the aircraft have been used to find missing elderly or young people, as well as helping to find suspects. She's proposing a general budget that's similar to last year at around $103 million. Roxanne Ryan recently announced she's going to retire. She says it's time to focus on some other things. She joined the Department of Public Safety in 2006 as a lawyer and was appointed Public Safety Commissioner in 2015 by then-Governor Terry Branstad. The news was brought to you this hour by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.